All right, let's go, Tommy. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is here. It is Carla Farrell with Reality Update.
All right, thank you, nephew. Here we go. Real Housewives of Potomac, honey. It went down. It went down. Listen, child, Steve, I love it when you say that. Let me tell y'all. Okay, so remember when I told you that the ladies were at a wine tasting reception, you know, to celebrate Giselle's award for her book that she wrote. Anyway, Candace and Monique started arguing. Monique flipped Candace's hair. The wine glass was thrown.
Oh,
and Monique.
I saw this.
Yes, you saw it, Tommy.
She had a handful of hair and wouldn't let it go.
No. She grabbed Candace's hair and started hitting her. And like Tommy just said, would not let her hair go. Take a listen.
See, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted Biden to do the other day. I wanted.
Oh, Trump is not going to let him touch that $70,000 hairdo.
No, a lot of dragging going on. So I blame Monique for touching Candace, for touching her hair, flipping her hair.
Right, she started it.
She started that. And then I'm going to blame Candace because she talks a lot of noise. And Candace is a type, yes, and she will push your buttons and she will say things over and over. And then when they go off, she's like,
play victim.
Yeah, why are you acting like that? Why are you doing that? So both of them were in the wrong, but Monique was definitely in the wrong for putting her hands on Candace. That's just out of order. And then Monique, one of the producers, went up to Monique and said, hey, you got to stop this. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm going to beat her behind. She's been asking for this since last season. Went out the back way, tried to run the girl
down. Ran up
down.
To the car. Yeah,
ran to the car. Yep, you actually saw it, Tommy. Exactly. So after that, the fight, the ladies went home. Candace told her husband what happened. Monique told her husband, Chris, who actually used to play in the NFL for the Washington Redskins, the team we know, the Washington team. Anyway, he told his wife that he was disappointed in her and her behavior and fighting and all that. He was not down with that. So moving on, a quick shout out to my girl, Angela Stribling Shirley. That's our girl.
Angela!
From our home station at WHUR number 1, 96.3. Angela, she was a special guest on Real Housewives of Potomac as a life and relationship coach to try to help Ray and Karen's marriage. Ray just said he don't know if he's in love with his wife. That was painful for her to hear. That really was. And let's move on quickly before we run out of time and talk about Giselle. Giselle went to Atlanta with her daughters for the grand opening of this restaurant that her ex-husband Jamal, he got this restaurant for the daughters, made them part owners. They had a big grand opening. Well, Giselle met with her father, Giselle's father, Mr. Curtis, and she talked to her dad and she talked to him about the family, her and Jamal possibly getting the family back together and working on that. Mr. Curtis does not like Jamal. He did not go to their wedding when they got married, but he told his daughter that if she's happy and he just wanted his daughter and his granddaughters to be happy. Later on in the conversation, they're at the restaurant. Mr. Curtis excused himself. He goes to the restroom, but you don't see this. He's talking to producers or people that work on the show, and you could hear him say, you overhear him saying that he is not happy that Giselle is back with Jamal and that Jamal has 6 or 7 baby mamas and he's just through with him and he does not like it. And he said, I'm through. Take my mic off. And Giselle's dad, you hear him taking his mic off or whatever, and he left the show. So he is not actually happy that his daughter is getting back with her ex-husband. So there you have it. That is the Real Housewives of Potomac. Follow me at Lips by Carla. I got to give it back to Shirley. What you got, my dear?
All right. Thank you, Carla. Coming up, more of today's trending stories and on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We got it for you right here. 20 minutes after the hour is when we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.